I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
You know, I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bobapedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or if you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bobapedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Welcome. This is Tar Heel 24/7, a UNC basketball podcast. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Without further ado, I want to bring someone new on, Noah Weisskopf, a staff writer from TarHeel247.com for the Kentucky and Georgetown game reviews. So, first of all, happy holidays. How are you doing? Got any plans?
Thanks you. For just before, we'll be out in Atlanta for the Ohio State game. So that'll be fun. I'm an Ohio State graduate, so it's sort of both worlds colliding for me. So that'll be a blast.
I'll be in Atlanta, so that'll be a good time. I'm excited to see the Heels kind of take this next step, right? Like, you know, these games that they're favored to win, you know, they need to win. So that's exciting. And we talked about Cleveland. So you hail from Cleveland. Talk to me about that. I was in Cleveland for a couple years. I had a good time.
Yeah, well, as you probably know, the sports passion for Cleveland is unlike anywhere I've been. It's pretty crazy. And from an outsider perspective, people would think, oh, Cleveland sports, okay, it is what it is. But when you're in it, when you're immersed in it from a fan perspective, from an athlete perspective, I think you can probably attest that the fandom in Cleveland is pretty crazy. So that's born and raised in it. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's the first thing I noticed when I went to play there. We had just, I think, got Colin Sexton, so we were in the lottery, and then we were tanking. I mean, let's keep it honest, we were tanking. I don't care what people say. We were trying to lose. We ended up getting Darius Garland, and I remember the crowd was never changed. It was packed. It was sold out. The fans, they're pretty crazy out there.
Those are the perfect places to be in the evenings, right? Outside of games, it's hard to pick a spot of like, hey, where are we going to go? But when there's Cavs games or Browns games or Guardians games, whatever it is, like they're going to go out and they're going to support their guys.
Listen, I'm going to go on record and say Cleveland's my favorite city. Now, I was in Milwaukee and Detroit, so it's not saying much. But hey, look, I'm just saying. Cleveland was my favorite spot. So shout out to y'all from Cleveland, man.
Out of those two other spots, yeah.
So let's do this. We'll start with the Kentucky game. Derek Dixon's coming out party. By the way, wow. Like, confidence he's playing with. I mean, insane how one game can change everything. He scored 5 out of UNC's last 6 points to lift the Hills over the Wildcats at Rupp. Henry Vissar led UNC with 17 points. Caleb had 15. I mean, what are your thoughts on that performance in Rupp? Listen, we lost in Rupp, couldn't win in Rupp. We had a terrible game, so I was so happy to see that happen. Tell me about what do you think the Heels did in that game and how they won?
Well, they kept it close, right? Mm-hmm. Kentucky won on a stretch where they missed 13 straight field goals. And in that span, Carolina didn't take the lead. It felt like Kentucky was leaving the door wide open for Carolina, and Carolina was kind of just avoiding it in that spot, right? Late in the second half. And then finally, once they made a shot, Carolina went on and took the lead. But I think it was a testament to them sticking around. And that atmosphere was phenomenal being out there. It was a phenomenal atmosphere. And for them to be able to hang around and then come back in the end on the road, I think is a real testament to this team. And you mentioned Derek Dixon. You mentioned the two bigs. I think that's really where it starts. This team plays through those two bigs. Those two bigs are these team's best players. And so when they play inside out, we've seen Caleb get so much more attention. I think that Kentucky game was really one of the examples of that, right? Him getting doubled, him getting defenses adjusted towards him. And for him to be able to dish the ball out to his other teammates, I think was really important for a freshman. That's not always easy. That's not to say he didn't force a couple of shots. That's any younger guy is going to be doing that, right, when he's first getting doubled and seeing some of those defenses like that. But for Derek Dixon to step up the way he did, I talked to him after the Georgetown game for a while, and he said, look, there were times where he felt like you have these thoughts in your head, and you could probably attest to this as well. When you're a young player, you do I belong, right? Like, there's those thoughts that are always going through your head. And so when you hit a couple shots like that at Rupp Arena to beat Kentucky in a game like that, I think that there's really no more questions for him whether or not he belongs. And you're seeing that. You're seeing him against Georgetown play with more confidence like that actually happened just the way it did. So he has Seth Trimble in his ear all the time, he said as well. It's been one of his hype men. He said every time before a game, he's telling him, hey, look, you belong. Shoot with confidence, play with confidence. You're here for a reason. And so it's only going up for him right now. But that Kentucky win was really impressive for them to grit that out and then finally pull ahead really in the final minute to escape with the win.
Yeah, and I continue to be so impressed. Like, I was at Fort Myers and I saw, like, how Izzo, especially early on before they really took the lead and saw that maybe they could handle him one-on-one, how Izzo kind of lean towards doubling him, kind of coming down, getting the ball out. Because what he does, he creates havoc, right? He can pass the ball. He has a quick first step. And a lot of times I feel like he's so instinctual, so natural with what he's doing. He has no idea how effective he is. Even when he forces a shot, I look at it like when we had Harrison on our team. He was projected number one pick his freshman year, top five guy sophomore year. We're okay with him forcing a couple shots. We were okay with him kind of forcing the action because we knew the work he put in. We knew what type of player he was, and we knew how bad we needed him to play well. So I see that from this team. Like, hey, look, he can go off script a little bit and maybe shoot a couple tough shots, but I think everyone on the team respects that. And, shoot, they go in sometimes too.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Caleb Wilson, I mean, in that game, despite a tougher performance shooting, he had 12 rebounds. I think it was 6 or 8 offensive boards, which is huge for them. They dominated the offensive rebound game. That's really why they won that game. I think it was 20-8 they had the advantage offensive rebounding. When you play like that on the boards, you're going to find a hard time losing games. And so moving forward after that Georgetown game, the sentiment, especially from Derek Dixon, was that they learned a lot from that Michigan State game. And knowing that Michigan State game had happened, knowing how they lost, Henry Vassar described it as they got punked. So having that game under their belt early in the season against a really good team, they went during that stretch after that game with Kentucky and Georgetown of knowing a lot of what happened and trying to correct those things. And actually the day before the Kentucky game, I think they came out really flat in practice. We were hearing from some of the players, they came out really flat. Seth Trimble got on all of them at the beginning of practice, and they had a much better practice, led that into the game, and were able to come out with a win. So I think that Michigan State game was really important. And you look at that four-game stretch against St. Bonaventure, Michigan State, Kentucky, Georgetown. Those are four teams that probably will end up in the tournament. And so to be able to come out of that 3-1 without Seth Trimble, I think going into that, a lot of people would be thrilled with that outcome, and that's what they did.
Yeah, I thought, hey, look, if we can get 3 out of 4, we'd be in good shape. I don't know, 4 out of 4 would have been awesome, but 3 out of 4 I thought was pretty good considering the run. And so, even Georgetown, moving on to Georgetown, actually, they kept it close for a half, but ultimately the Hills used a 12-2 run, in the second half to give them some breathing room on the way to a 20-point win. Very impressive performance by the Hills, because look, I was worried about a letdown spot, and they kind of elevated as the game went on. And during the game, they mentioned that Seth may come back for the Ohio State game. Have you heard anything about that? Is he tracking the return?
At some point at the end of the at the end of the year, towards the new year. I don't have an exact date for you. I don't think they really know. I think they just want to sort of take this and see how it comes. But yeah, that Georgetown game was impressive too, just because of the fact that they stuck with it. And there were times in the first half where you're like, we knew Georgetown is a really good team, but there were points in the first half where you were like, okay, Georgetown really can win this game, right? And they really did pull away in the second half, and that's what they needed to do. It felt like they were up like 2 or 3 possessions for most of that game, but could never pull away. And finally, in the second half, using that run you just described, they did. And it's because they started hitting 3-point shots, and they're getting a lot of good looks. They're just not falling. And after the game, Hubert Davis had a big smile on his face when he was asked about, what happens once these 3-point shots start falling? And he had a big smile, and he's like, well, and it's just, they're going to start pulling away from teams early and earlier. And it's like that Kansas game. They pulled away late in that second half. They used a huge second half, and the threes were hitting. And so once those happen, and they're getting good looks. That's the other thing that a lot of players talked about is, look, we're getting these looks. Keep shooting them. We know guys like Jonathan Powell, Jaren Stevenson, when they're getting looks, they're going to start to fall. And so some of those threes that they got in that span where they pulled away from Georgetown were because of the bigs, right? Because they're playing inside out, because they're giving it to Henry, who down low is going to draw so much attention because how useful he is in the post. And so Derek Dixon had some wide open looks, and he might be the best shooter on this team right now. And that's the way some of the players described him. I think Jonathan Powell after Kentucky said, look, Derek's our best 3-point shooter right now. And so to have that kid as a freshman be on the floor when you need threes the most, and to have guys crashing down low and feed him outside for wide open looks, that's really why they were able to pull away.
Yeah, that's why I'd heard preseason. I heard he was, if not, one of the best, if not the best shooter on the team. And, I think this is so exciting because this team is winning in different ways, right? We're running from the inside out. Yeah, we had that three-point threats. And I think that's what gives us separation against these better teams when we get those good looks. Even in Michigan State, they just didn't fall. We had great looks. So I'm glad to see the three-point shooting is coming around and will come around. So I'm excited, man. This is the first time, like, when I watch the Hills, I smile a little bit because they look like they have an identity, right? They got the two bigs. They got the three-point shooting. They've got the size. So I think the sky's the limit. I think we're only going to get better in this ACC season. So kind of moving on, right? The Hills got 2 games over the next 11 days. I've been there before. It sucks. We're on campus. No one's there. I remember just literally walking around being bored as hell. So they've got USC Upstate on Saturday and East Tennessee State on Tuesday before they face off a big one in Ohio State. What would you like to see from the Hills on these next couple games where, teams are supposed to beat handily before their trip against the Buckeyes?
2 big things stand out. One, Henry Vassar should not be playing more than 30 minutes. They got to get that rest, right? If you're going to play him that much, these 2 games are really important for him to get 15 to 20 minutes in and sit on the bench for the rest, right? Get him some time off, allow him to rest a little bit there. And the other thing I'm looking for is this whole point guard situation. And a lot of people are calling for Kyan Evans to be benched. They want Derek Dixon to start. I want Kyan to start playing much better. I want him to get into a groove over the next 2 games that can help big time with confidence. And that's, I think, the number one thing he needs right now. I know that it's been tough for him because he's gotten into some foul trouble. And so when you're not on the floor as much, it's hard to find your rhythm. And that's, I think, what we've seen from Kyan. But that's not to say I don't want Derek to continue to play better. And even Hubert Davis told him, look, we're not giving you anything. You don't have, like, you're earning every minute that you get. regardless of what this last performance was. And so that's big for him as a freshman. But I want to see Kyan continue to get into his rhythm. We still haven't seen anywhere close to what he can do. We've seen flashes of it. We've seen flashes, but we haven't been able to see sort of what they brought him in for. And they gave him a lot of money NIL-wise. And they know that he's going to be a big factor for them down the stretch. And so I think it's important for not only fans, but for, and I don't need to tell Hubert Davis, but he knows that that they're not, after nine games, they're not going to sit him on the bench and start playing Derek. And something that we've talked about a lot is that if it does happen that way, by the end of the season, if Derek is your starting guard and Kyan's coming off the bench or something like that, those things happen naturally, right? Like it's important not to force it. And I think you can probably understand this as well, is once you have, if it gets to a certain point, the entire locker room will understand. Mm-hmm. Right. And we're not anywhere close to that point. So Kyan needs to continue going out there and getting into his rhythm and playing with confidence. I think it's important for him to make his first couple of shots as well.
Yeah. You know, with Vesar and Wilson, I talked about this earlier. It's, you know, Jason Kidd described it to me. So, I mean, as a player, I'm sitting like, why am I not playing? Like, what's going on? Well, he was like, well, shoot, the talent gap between our starting big and our second big is wide, because at the time we had Greg Monroe, right? So he's like, yeah, I wish I could play you more, but the talent gap is so significant, you're not going to play as much. And I think that's what Coach Davis is dealing with now. They are so much better with him on the court, and the gap between him and the next guy up is so significant. He's got to find ways, like you said, to steal minutes, right? And try, you know, to, you know, maybe in games, right, where they start off well, take him out early, but you also want to keep him in his rotation. So it's going to be interesting to see how he balances that, because I remember the year, right, when they played all those guys with Bacon, those guys, 35 plus minutes a game. And, yeah, they got to the championship, but I think ultimately that's wore them down. Second half of that game, Kansas – I mean, we're up at the half. Kansas had to really come after us. So it's going to be interesting to see how he plays with his minutes and tinkers and tries to get him some rest. And then in reference to Kyan Evans, from my point of view, you know, at this level, he's just not getting around guys like, you know, maybe he was at Colorado State, and even guarding guys, these guys are bigger, faster, stronger, and it is what it is, right? But his shooting ability and his ability to create for others is kind of a great equalizer, and there's what's going to probably have to he's going to have to do to make him more effective, and he's not hitting shots right now. So, you like you said, naturally, I do believe that if it does come to that, it will shake itself out. But I'm not mad with Kyan being the guy, starting guy for the rest of the season, no matter what. And then, hey, look, Derek Dixon plays how he plays and like finishes games if he needs to, if Evans isn't playing well. Good thing about money is that it's not going to stop. So he doesn't have anything to be upset about, right? So I wonder what your thought is, kind of, do you slot? What would you do? Do you wait and see it happens, go through a rough stretch? Or are you proactive and you say, hey, look, we've got to figure out how to play Dixon all these minutes and potentially move him to the starting lineup?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, From pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
I'm playing, if I'm the coach right now, I'm playing Dixon as much as I can, but Kyan's my starter. I'm not going to take him off the court because then he's not going to get into a rhythm, right? And I don't want to take any confidence away from him. I think that's the number one thing that he needs is confidence. And so even saying, hey, we're going to play Derek, you're going to come off the bench but still play a lot, what does that do for a kid's confidence this early in the season, right? And that's why I'm saying these next two games against Ohio State and then after that against East Carolina before they get into ACC play are pivotal for that. And I think it adds another layer to this when Seth comes back, right? Because he's going to slide back into the starting lineup. So then what do you do? Right. Then what do? Do you take Kyan out? Do you take Luca out? Do you take Jaren back to the bench? Like, what do you do in that situation? And so I think that's going to be another layer for Hubert to figure out. But in the end, when Seth comes back and hopefully Kyan is getting more confidence and playing much better, it's not a bad problem for Hubert Davis to have too many good guards to play, right? To figure out, hey, who do we put back to the bench? And whoever they put is going to still be getting a ton of minutes a game. And so I think that's really important for them. But yeah, over these next two games, the one thing that I'll add is they need to get a backup five, try and get one solidified. They're playing James Brown some, they're playing Zayden High much more, but neither of them have really stood out and proved to anyone that they can be consistent backup fives and get minutes every single game. So I think these two games with Henry on the bench, hopefully early, they'll be able to send those guys out there and just get them run. I think that's the most important thing. We've heard that both those guys play really well in practice, just I guess really haven't seen it translate to the game. And so I think that these couple games coming up are really important for that too.
Listen, Coach Williams had a saying. He said, listen, it's a little different when you start smelling that popcorn come through the mezzanine and come down the court, man. Some guys are gamers, some guys aren't. Like, you know, my guy Ed Davis, right? He would in practice, you wouldn't really be able to tell what's going on with him. And then during the game, he'd shine. So, you know, with the bigs, I like Zay. I think personally they should just stick with him and ride it out. Let him come into a game, understanding what type of minutes he's gonna get. You're gonna fill in for him when he gets tired, and let him be comfortable in that role. I think, you know, for my NBA career, I was a backup big, and knowing my minutes and what I was gonna do every game just helped me put myself at ease and game plan and mentally see myself doing these things in these minutes. So I personally should go with Zay and, hey, look, if things don't work out, foul trouble, you flip to, to, to Brown, and that's how you got a rocket, because you know that matters, and I think that's one of the biggest things Coach Williams was so good at, even with the Kevin situation. I think Coach Williams was loyal to a fault with playing guys, right? Like if he needed to make moves or bring, like Danny Green, right? Like if Danny Green can come off the bench and make 10-year career making over $100 million, I don't care what anyone says, you'll be fine. Scotty Barnes, max player off the, like coming off the bench does not mean it's the end of the world. So hopefully Coach Davis can instill that in those guys.
Yeah, that can be the difference in games. Guys coming off the bench, bench points, bench production, all that stuff. And then, I mean, in some of these bigger games that we've seen Carolina play, they haven't played Zayden or James Brown. Yep. And they end up sliding either Caleb plays the five or Jaren plays the five to sort of rotate those guys in. So they have to get to the point where they can be trusted to be a backup big. And again, like know your role. That's really important. And so if Zayden can show consistently that he can be in there for a couple of minutes a game, if Henry needs a break or if Henry's in foul trouble, because those games will come and we haven't seen it a ton yet, but against ACC competition, there's going to be games where Henry picks up two, maybe Caleb picks up two, and then you got to figure it out, right? You got to figure it out before the half. You're playing the game of, hey, do we trust this kid to be in there? Do we want to take him out till the half? And so just to have a backup big that you can rely on would make that decision much, much easier.
Know your role. I kind of got a little flashback of The Rock. I really want to take your glasses off and say that with a little more conviction. But it's funny, you know, we were scared about the depth. Now we're trying to figure out who starts. So quick, things can change quickly. So that's a good thing.
And even when Seth comes back, like you've got a guy like Jonathan Powell who's gotten a lot of minutes. How does that affect his role? And you've got Jaden Young, who lit up the ACC really at the end of the year for Virginia Tech, had a couple of breakout games at the end of the year. And is this guy going to get any minutes? And talk about depth. I mean, you've got a guy that can come in and shoot it from three. That's really useful. And to be able to play him as well over these next few games, I think is important. It's really the final test for Carolina in and of itself, just to figure out what they've got from top to bottom. Play guys that don't normally play. Figure out everything you've got to give Hubert the most information that he can have going into ACC play.
I love Jonathan Powell. I watched him at the Michigan State game. He does so many little things on the defensive end that no one talks about. No one talks about it. Yeah, he's got the three-point shot, but he is such a plus defender. Like, if he does not play for Carolina, I think they struggle more than people would ever expect. So, shout out to Powell. I'm a defensive guy, defensive player of the year. So, listen, I love my defensive guys, and those are guys that people don't talk about a lot. So, shout out Jonathan Powell.
He talk about a guy that knows his role. Jonathan Powell comes in there, shoots threes, hits them, plays defense. I think he's the unsung hero of this team. I think he's the connector. He connects everybody together when he's on the floor. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, for sure, for sure. So, look, Noah, appreciate you coming through. Our Heels are doing well right now. I'll probably see you in Atlanta, Ohio State. So I'll say what's up. Maybe we could get some, you know, maybe we get a mezzanine, you know, a mezzanine glizzy at the food court or something, man, and have a chat. So appreciate you coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And as always, thanks for watching on YouTube and listening to wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to check out TarHill247.com for the latest wall-to-wall coverage of Carolina Athletics. See you next time.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.